Phillip 66 Senior Vice President and Chief Digital and Administrative Officer Tandra Perkins and General Manager of Human Resources Matt Epperson confirmed Thursday that approximately 20 employees in Bartlesville were impacted by this week's layoff announcement. They say the employees were notified Monday. Perkins spoke exclusively with Bartlesville Radio following Thursday's Phillip 66 Forum at Tri-County Tech. She says while the reductions were tough, it was a necessary move as the company continues a transformation and implementing strategies for future growth. Perkins says the company's Bartlesville operations are a vital part of Phillip 66.
If we don't have our technology teams, our midstream control center, our accounting services teams, our technology and research center teams, if they don't operate and operate well, our businesses can't deliver on the aspirations that they've set. And so what it means to the team here is a continued focus on continuous improvement, ensuring that we're as efficient and as effective as we can be, and that we're ideating and innovating for the future. And those are things that we expect of our team, and we're trying to instill that mindset. You're competing to win. That's what we are in our right, in our industry, competing to win. And our teams here in Bartlesville are a key part of that.
Perkins says Phillip 66 made the difficult decision to outsource some roles due to a slowdown in finding the right talent to fit those roles. She says outsourcing does have some drawbacks, but it was a necessary step.
We were looking at the talent headwinds and saying, gosh, the access to talent and people that are coming in that want to do certain types of work is not as prevalent as it was before. Whether we like it or not or agree with it, it just wasn't. And so we did start to kind of foreshadow that access to talent is going to be a challenge that we're going to have over the period of time, and therefore what are different ways to counter that.
Even with some tough steps over the years, Perkins says the future is very bright for the Phillip 66 Research Center in Bartlesville. She says Phillip 66 is exploring partnerships with other companies to continue the drive of groundbreaking innovations discovered at the Research Center, and those employees would be based in Bartlesville.
A spectrum of opportunities that we have and are exploring, I'm pretty excited about it because you don't quite realize the hidden gem that we have there at the center until you step and walk the floor and see the capability and hear the capability of the team. I'm quite proud of it, and I think it's something that our company should leverage more broadly to create even more value.
Perkins says Bartlesville should continue to market itself as a great community to live in with highly educated citizens and amenities that are not common in communities its size. She says that will continue to attract highly desirable talent to move to Bartlesville, which she says is not only a good move for the city, but good for Phillip 66 as well.
This is an important community for Phillip 66. It has been. It's a part of our history. And, the work that the folks are doing here, it has meaning. It is important to our company.
Reporting from Tri-County Tech, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.